And Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today's Friday edition of Juno Afternoon. And with me is musician Andy Miller. Andy, thanks so much for coming in the studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've got a new kind of album out. Tell me a little bit about the concept of the album. I understand that you set out with one concept, and maybe it kind of modified in time.
Well,
tell me about it.
It just shortened up.
Okay.
I had an idea, which was very ambitious, to write 49 songs about the 49th state.
I see.
And it's a lot easier just to fail so you can say you had this idea, because I don't think anyone would ever listen to 49. I ask a lot of anyone to listen to what I did finish, which was 28.
Okay. Oh, 28.
And I got 28, and I was like, that's a lot.
That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, that's a lot
already.
Of songs, so.
Yeah.
That was good enough for me.
I remember when I was a kid, Elvis Costello did this album called Get Happy, and the big thing was that it had 20 songs on it. It was like 20 songs. It's all this music on this one album. But wow, 28 songs. So, and the idea is it's called Alaska in 28 songs. So are you really trying to kind of create a portrait of your experience in Alaska?
It's not my experience. It's just an experience. And I think it would be – maybe certain ideas were with the idea of 49 in mind.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a spattering of how things came together.
Yeah, yeah. But it's fun. It's kind of did you find it useful to have this kind of idea to start out with?
Well, it's kind of intimidating to think of writing 49
sure.
songs.
Well, I'm on number 15.
Well, it's like more when you're at number 4.
Right. I got 45 to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, when you stopped at 28, that does seem like a reasonable number.
And I think
number.
By the time I got to about 15, I knew I was going to stop somewhere in the 20s.
Did some songs kind of come easy and some are harder?
I think the thing is when you're going for 49 – you don't have to have the highest standards all the time. So I think some that it's like, well, we got a couple of good ones in here, and
right.
This one's just going to be one of those ones that it's a number.
It is a funny approach. I don't know if I've ever talked to anyone who had that approach. Well, I needed to hit this number of songs, and then I knew often people are trying to fill space or time on that kind of thing. But the idea of I need to hit this number of songs is pretty fun. So of the 28, were you trying to go like geographically? You trying to go lifestyle? How are you trying to?
Yeah, I don't know if I was – I definitely wanted to have some geographic diversity. Last year I did 15 songs just about Juno. So I kind of felt like I needed to have something about Juno, but there wasn't going to really be Juno. And so – it was a little more challenging to try to get the whole state, but and then some of the songs aren't about a place at all. They're just kind of. I have one about a stellar sea cow, which is an extinct animal, and
I'm a fan. So, yes, the sea ape also I love.
I'm not so familiar with the sea ape.
Oh, the sea ape was a real thing.
Here?
It really was. There was apparently a sea ape.
Uh huh.
Yes, I'm telling you.
I'll have to look that up when yeah.
This is a new song in the works.
We can collaborate on this one.
Yeah, that would be good. Well, you've got your guitar here. You feel like maybe playing one or two songs?
Yeah,
we can play one. We could talk about it. What do you have in mind to play first?
One thing about writing 28 songs is you actually don't know how to play a lot of them.
Right. You got it down
so
for
busy writing. Then it's like, I got to get the next one. Then it's like, oh, someone wants me to play a song. I have to figure out how that goes. But this one I think is pretty easy. It's about Fairbanks. It's called Fairbanks Before the Internet.
Andy Miller with Fairbanks Before the Internet. This is a cut off of his latest recording, Alaska in 28 Songs.
Is that good? Okay. Here we go. We met in Fairbanks in the days before the internet. I had a dorm room, you had a dry cabin where we spent long winter nights and never once got cold in Fairbanks back before the internet. Back at UAF I had a Macintosh Classic with 4 megabytes of RAM and an image writer printer that you used to write your thesis. And I used to play Dark Castle in Fairbanks back before the internet. We used to see the northern lights every night before the internet ruined everything we loved in Fairbanks. You got a job in Anchorage with the BLM. I drove down to see you a couple weekends, but the winter drives got lengthy and we never felt as close as in Fairbanks back before the internet. You made a life in Anchorage and we never felt as close as in Fairbanks back before the internet.
That's nice.
Well, I kind of knew how to play it.
That's good. I didn't notice any hiccups there. That
went
was
to the
great.
Wrong chord a couple times.
Hey, whatever. It sounded good to me. Autobiographical?
Not at all.
No,
I'm
good.
Not quite that,
okay.
I'm not quite
I was
that
hoping
old.
We wouldn't have to get to.
Yeah, not quite. I'm a little bit younger than
yeah.
before the internet.
I was going to say, back in my day, this I know about Fairbanks before the internet.
But,
yeah.
But I grew up
it was
up
a dark
internet.
Time. Yeah. Well, that's fun, though. What made you – is there anything that you can think about that made you think about that idea?
No. I was just – I was trying to write about Fairbanks and wrote some words down. But then I didn't – it would be boring unless I had something else to
sure.
kind of hook it on. So the internet was something I think about a lot sometimes, what it's like to live before the internet.
Well, let me tell you, son. It was a strange time.
I can imagine.
Yes.
So I tried to imagine that a little bit.
It was all IRL.
I don't even
everything
know
was IRL. Yeah, it was so that's really, really – that's great. Really fun song. I've heard your stuff before, and I know that you're often doing stuff with a sort of comedic, fun, you know, kind of look at
that
things.
That was kind of a heartbreaking song.
It was
I
a little
thought.
Heartbreaking, but I liked when you mentioned Dark Castle. And but you're right. That was a song of heartbreak mm-hmm. a little bit. Maybe some you know, an opining for a simpler time.
Yeah, I wasn't yeah. trying to be funny. I was trying
no.
to get in the heart.
Sorry, man. But
who didn't
I,
have the internet
I liked...
was suffering.
It's serious.
Yeah.
well, really, so that does make me, when you think about doing songs, you've got obviously a great sense of humor. You bring that even to a song like that that does have actually kind of a melancholy theme. Obviously, you're making references that are meant to be fun and funny. Do you think about it that way? Do you think about writing a song the way you think about writing a joke?
Well,
or
yeah,
do you think about it? Story-wise, or how do you think
I
about
I do
it?
Want to have some lines that are funny, but not every song. And the problem is I found that when I do write a song that tries to be sincere, people think I'm making fun of something. So I've maybe not...
You get awkward. You get laughs.
Yeah,
you're like, don't laugh.
Yeah, I wrote what I thought was a sincere song about Sitka on there. I used to live in Sitka. And people asked me if I was making fun of the people who... Because a lot of people love Sitka so much
sure.
that we know here. That,
yeah.
And they thought I was making fun of the people that are just so obsessive about how wonderful it is. And I was like, no, I was just trying to write a series.
You're trapped,
yeah,
man.
So.
Yeah, right. Your fame
there was
trapping
there was
you.
No,
yeah.
There was no joke in that song.
Yeah.
I don't play it, though.
How long have you been writing songs and performing music and that kind of thing?
A long time. But sometimes there's been years that I didn't.
Uh-huh.
So...
And has that always gone hand in hand for you? Have you always wanted to write? Is writing always been – or were you a musician first?
Well, I was just never a musician. I wanted to be, but I couldn't do it. So I think that somehow I started writing. But that was quite a while ago. Actually, when I was in high school, I had some friends who had a public access television show, and then I ended up on there doing –
Where was that?
In northern Minnesota.
Okay.
And I ended up doing some parodies. I didn't write the songs. And they're, you know, really bad now to think about. Not terrible, actually. But yeah, that was
yeah.
sort of – and then I tried a long time to write songs. I wrote a lot of songs in college. But so off and on. But in the last few years, I've been writing a lot more. I think it's dark here.
Yeah. are you really driven to perform them? Or are you – is it more of a just an exercise and you want to write it, you want to get it done and –
I don't know. I mean, I don't have as much of a desire to perform as I did. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. So
mm-hmm.
I think I used to play quite a bit when I was in high school and right out of – not high school, in college and right after college. I really went out. I lived in New Orleans for a little while and was really trying to play a lot. And that was sort of kind of when I was like, I've done enough of this.
Yeah. So. You just kind of – yeah. And it's always just been the guitar.
I played the piano. I played in bands. But yeah. But mostly, yeah, just by myself recently.
And have you written songs for bands as well? Have you done that as well?
Well, the bands where I am the front and center, it's all about me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had songs.
I'm just wondering, like, how it is to write music when you have to think about other instruments or how things
might
come in.
Oh, I don't really think too hard about that.
Okay.
But I think that, I think every band I've ever played in was just original songs.
Okay, so, yeah. Your original songs.
My original songs, unless someone else wants to write too.
Yeah, right.
So.
And any interest in getting a band happening in
not
Juneau?
Really, right now. I'm kind of interested in writing more, but I haven't done any pretty much since I started recording in the late summer once I got these songs. When I got to 28 and I started, then I was kind of done for a while.
Do you have a day job? I mean, you got a normal life,
yeah,
too?
Well, as much as, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously you have the other time commitments.
I don't just stay home all day long writing songs.
Well, I don't know, man. Yeah. You're talented.
Maybe I'd get to 49.
You could. That's right. You wouldn't know what to do with your time. No. Got it to 49.
I know.
Well, you got another one in the back pocket you might be able to perform?
Yeah, I can try.
Yeah.
This is a... This is more of a Southeast song. If I can. This is The Last Bachelor in Petersburg. No one in Petersburg wants to be single anymore. Actually, I'm going to play something different.
All right.
I'm sorry about that.
I like the opening line.
I don't know what that was. This is one I do know called Baby Muskox.
Sounds good. Baby Muskox coming up. This is Andy Miller off of his latest recording, Alaska in 28 Songs.
When I finally get the job I want and have a little money, I'll buy you a baby muskox. And I hope you call him Henry. Or Casper or something, Ernest, if he's a boy. But if you have something else in mind, I might just love him more. I know you'd rather have a baby muskox than a kitten or a baby dog. And I hope you call her Wendy or Lucinda or something classic if she's a girl. And if you have something else in mind, I might just love her more. When I finally got the job I want and have a little money, I'll buy you a baby muskox. And I hope you call her Michelle or Ringo or some other common muskox name. If you have something else in mind, I might just love you more.
All right, Song of the Interior there.
Further north,
yeah. Yes, yeah, that's
far north.
Yeah,
it's a far north song.
So nice. I've actually, have you seen muskox in the wild ever?
Oh, many times.
Oh, have you lived up that way?
No.
Oh.
No, my girlfriend lives in Nome right now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
she wants a baby muskox.
That's where I've seen them. I've seen them outside of Nome. It's kind of weird to see them roaming around.
And
out
sometimes
there.
It doesn't really feel like they're in the wild because they're like a block from the grocery store or something. But
yeah, they just kind of, they're like cows.
Yeah, but sometimes.
They just kind of hang out.
Yeah, sometimes they're more in the wild than you
but
want
them to short, shaggy cows. They're really interesting little animals. They're wild.
And you know what the baby ones say?
What's that?
Bah.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're like little sheep.
Had no idea.
Yeah, it's very endearing.
Yeah, so baby muskox, you're serious about this.
Yeah, from my experience at least. Maybe that was just one. But, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, I don't know what other animals even sound like. I have not been around a lot of baby animals, so maybe they all say that. But
And are oxen, maybe they're more like sheep. Or they have that big Horn and I don't know.
I don't know much about him.
I don't either, man. This is something to find out.
I contacted the people at like the Muskox farm or something when I wrote that and I was like, I think you might like this, and they never got back to me.
Sometimes silence says a lot. You
know? maybe they're still listening to it again and again. They just haven't gotten back
really,
to me.
We got to get back to this guy. This is great stuff. Well, you got one more
maybe
to play?
Yeah, I'm a little afraid. Right. I'm sorry about the Petersburg
song.
It's
okay.
It's a hard one. I can't believe I did that. But I'll play it. This is a Juno song. It's from my previous album. The people can relate to maybe more than Musk Ox.
All right. We're getting back to the home here Andy Miller. And this is, again, some of his latest recordings here. Alaskan 28 Songs is the name of the collection of songs. And this one's about Juno.
There's a woman in the valley tonight. We used to spend a lot of time alone, but now she's so far away from downtown. I don't expect to ever see her again. When she was young, she lived on 7th Street. But when she turned 30, she moved to the valley. When she was young, she thought she was a hippie. But when she turned 30, she moved to the valley. There's a woman in the valley tonight. I never thought she'd ever move to the valley. Now her life's so much different than mine. I don't expect to ever see her again. I don't expect I'll ever see her again.
What's that one called?
Woman in the Valley.
Woman in the Valley.
Yes.
Well, some of us have had that experience.
Never saw her again.
It's tough to get out there. You know, it's a good 7 miles anyway.
I know, I'm afraid there's snow on the road. It may be March or April before we're back in the valley.
Hey, we put a link to your music, your Bandcamp page, at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. So anyone who's interested in listening to this or listening to the other songs, it's on your Bandcamp page there, right?
That's correct.
And we got a link to it there on kto.org/JunoAfternoon. So check it out and see what else. You got other stuff there too, historical kind of stuff,
songs? Just the songs about Alaska. I just made the Bandcamp last year. So it's just songs that I've written in the last 2 years or so.
Any highlights, other stuff that you kind of think, when you think, oh, the way you explain this album, some of the songs or some of the other titles of songs, that kind of thing?
The names of the songs?
Or just, you know, what, yeah.
Well, I like The Last Bachelor in Petersburg, but I just didn't pull that one off.
That's good.
I like Three Teachers from Dillingham. I got, The Bartenders in Unalaska.
Okay.
And then some of our simple, just like Homer.
Yes, that's nice. why?
Spinard in the 70s is a good one. So yeah, there's a lot of good ones. But you just need to listen to a couple at a time.
How long have you been in the state?
Alaska?
Yeah.
The state. I came here in 2003.
Okay, yeah. So you've had the full experience. Have you lived around quite a bit from places?
Not much. I lived here, and I lived in Sitka. And I lived in Anchorage. So those are the only I had a job once where I did more travel around the state a little bit. So not a lot. There's a lot of places I haven't been. But I think enough that, you know, I spent a week in Soldotna. You know, things.
Yeah.
True experiences of
sure.
Alaska. Which I think is also what the music isn't really about, other than muskox. It's not about animals and mountains and rafting and fishing, and it's kind of more about the hotel in Soldotna experience of Alaska.
Yeah.
The China buffets of Alaska.
Yeah.
Those sort of things.
Yeah, so. Right. Interesting. Well, that's great. You got next projects in line yet? Anything like that?
Well, you know, at some point I'd like to finish writing the 49 songs.
All right.
Then it would just be like Alaskan 21.
Yeah, right, right.
But I think before that, I think I need to do something that's not so Alaska-oriented at all. Just
has that kind of been a focus recently for you, Alaska in particular,
or just this project? No, it wasn't. Well, what happened is I was never – I guess I lived in Sitka and I'd write some local songs once in a while for their little – if they have a monthly grind. There was one in Juneau for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came here – after being other places, but and I kind of did the same thing for Folk Festival, where I had some Juneau-oriented songs with the same kind of goal in mind of a little funny, a little kind of like you only get it if you live in Juneau. And I did that a couple of years, and people did say like, well, where is that? Do you have that anywhere else? And then I thought, well, I'll just put them all together on an album. So that's what I did last year, and I wrote a few more to just kind of fill it out because I had like maybe 9 or 10, and I got it up to about 15. And then I had that in mind, and I thought, well, this is kind of fun. It's a lot easier to write when you have a sort of project or a theme. So
yeah,
that's what I was wondering when I was asking about the Alaska ones. I hadn't really done that before. I just, Moore was writing kind of typical, slightly silly.
It's like a rock opera, man.
Yeah.
It's like Tommy.
Yeah, we could take these songs
amazing.
And turn them
in. Yeah, that's
some
right.
Some of them be
Broadway.
Driving around Alaska or something.
Turn into a musical, man. We'll get Elton John involved. It'd be great. Do you see it? I can see it. That's a bad idea. We shouldn't do that.
Someone else is going to have to sing on it.
Yeah,
today,
okay. To really bring it to full
someone
voice.
Someone who can play some instruments.
Do you have any others you want to play?
I think that I would risk making too many mistakes.
You've run through your portfolio for now.
I've got 28 out there somewhere, but I knew three.
Well, that's no problem. Andy Miller, his latest recordings are Alaska in 28 Songs. It's on Bandcamp, and we've got a link to it, kto.org/Juneau Afternoon, and you'll see Andy Miller's Bandcamp page linked right there. Is there a direct link to it on Bandcamp?
Just put my name in Google, but it's andymiller.bandcamp.com.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Andy Miller, thanks so much. Alaska in 28 Songs. Awesome to hear your songs. I want to hear the whole Last Bachelor in Petersburg at some point. That'll be great.
Yes,
I've got that
to
look forward to. All right.
Thank you so
much. Andy, thanks so much for coming
really
in, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.